and welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Triple Clowns. This is our weekly show. It's me, the OG, Randall Johnson, alongside a beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and Tom from Tom and Tom Racing. What's up, guys? Busy weekend, right?
Very busy.
Couple things going on, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to go over the horse racing news like we always do. The race recaps. We also have Hot Jockey of the Week, Tom, I believe we're bringing us, correct?
Absolutely.
Brought to you by Fantac. And also, bringing it back, one of our favorites, straight from the horse's mouth. Ooh. We're going there. So let's get into it. Mrs. Big News, let's go. Bring us the news.
Well, we had quite an exciting weekend with a lot of racing from around the world. We'll start off with Frankie Dettori. Poor guy is getting fined $13,600 for use of excess use of the whip on country grammar with 13 strikes. So
it's like a dollar out of a pot, like big deal. Like, you know what you won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good, because if he didn't do that, maybe he doesn't win that money and we'll go on. But that's kind of weird. We kind of put the cart before the horse there because we're going to talk about that race, correct?
Well, yeah, of course. Okay.
He's fined. Okay, great. Like Espinoza got fined, like
I think
on
the biggest,
Express Train.
Yeah.
And correct. instead of winning $30,000, just say, I know it's more, you know, you won 27 or you won 10. So
exactly.
27.
Yeah, I think the biggest complaint was we see this almost every year, it seems like, in Dubai.
That's true.
With the Dubai World Cup. So
all the Americans. Yeah, last time all the Americans got it. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what? I feel like it's when the race is that big, right? So the race is that big. They don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I don't think that doesn't even, like, how many whips. If they're in a small level allowance race, a claiming race, even a small stakes race, maybe they think to themselves, I'll use my whip a certain amount of time. But when they're running for that much money, they're like, I'm in. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Should the punishment fit the crime? I mean, $13,000, that might be, it's not a lot for you, Randy. I know you're a rich guy.
It's not dropping a bucket.
It's a lot, but seriously, we are on the biggest world stage.
Should it be a percentage of the purse?
That's, yeah, I think there it should be, because so you like mentioned Delaware it happened before.
Day, it'd be like a $7 fine. It'd be like a parking ticket.
Every week, guys. Every week.
Yes,
and we're going to have to put it in. I had to put it in.
We're coming back to Delaware.
Everybody knows I love Delaware. I just like to bust your ass. You know that. But you know, but it's true. Should it be a percentage? Let us know in the comments. Should it be a percentage? But I mean, that's one of those rules. It's not like you dope the horse. That's one of these rules. That's like, is it ridiculous? Is it ridiculous? It is weird, and maybe it is a percentage, but this is a rule that people really care about. This isn't even one I hear that much about cheating, like hitting a horse with a whip too much. And I'm going to say whip, I'm saying crop. The things are like styrofoam.
Correct.
And you know?
It's more about the horse than the cheating aspect.
Doesn't it really hurt the horse? I remember back in the day, horses would come back and you'd see like...
You would see the welts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't see.
Now,
have you seen that in a long time?
Nerf tip to them now.
That's a great question, Randy. And I next time we get one of our jockeys on, that's a great question to.
Yeah.
We've asked before about the whip rule, and it's more about they don't like it. Besides Farron, Farron's the only one that liked it.
Right.
It's more of a control of a horse.
Of course.
And they don't believe it hurts the horse at all. I think it's us overreacting to it sounds bad.
Yeah.
It is. And anybody who's even ridden a horse uses, you know what, uses it if they're out and about, as a control to steer. That's exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So poor guy, but no.
I don't think he cared. Congratulations
to him, though, because that was his fourth Dubai that he's won. So
no backflip off. But didn't he used to do backflip?
He jumped off.
He did the jump, and that man's got some. Every time he lands, my knees hurt.
Of course,
I'm 6'3", and in 190, I've got a little bit more coming down. But he hops off that like a little leprechaun.
He used to do the flip, though.
He would flip
when he was a little bit younger. Yeah,
50.
He is 50.
Yeah, he's older than us, actually.
He's 52, right?
Something like that. He looks good.
I know, right? So that was
keep that weight off, and athletically, probably look young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's go on. We have three horses that retired this past week as time goes by, which was, I think, shocked everybody. But Bob really stated that the reason why he did that is because after her last grade one win, her value for being a broodmare increased a lot. So I guess why not? And of course, Mernice has retired too. And our horse, our girl, Moonlight D'Oro,
has to be a mama.
To stand at Spendthrift.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting how these fillies, young fillies, really kind of, Moonlight, I think, being the youngest, barely, like a year, I think, on both of them. But, you know, broodmare is where it's at.
Yeah,
I'm starting to hate our, like, I feel like we just do breeding in America. And the rest of the world should just take our broodmare.
Yeah.
We'll go stand in Japan and that's why our horse racing is going down.
It's like we discussed.
And
I know
the reason with Moonlight, and I'm sure they have reasons with this. I mean, and that's good for them, good for the connections, but we are like the breeding shed now. Our country is the breeding shed.
We discussed it on how to fix horse racing, Randy, with the males on the going out to stud it at four. For the health of the horse, I know Moonlight. But yeah, it is what it is. And that's a whole other separate, that could be a whole separate show.
Yeah. And I don't know why, as time goes by, it's running better than it's ever run in her life.
Moonlight's career.
Moonlight's, you know, obviously a bad back. They don't know what's going on. She came back from the farm, which we saw her at. She seemed like she was better, but when Flavian asked her, she stopped. Like, just stopped and then ran by everybody after in the gallop out. I think she twinged her back. We all know how that, like, sciatic.
Yeah, because you guys were at that race a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. And we spent time with her when she was off the track. And she was a different kind of horse when she came back and went on a race. You could see that. But she's worth more in the shed than she is on the track right now.
Yeah, and good for the owners.
It's a business and good for the horse. I told Julie Stacks right away because she loves Moonlight and she obviously handled Moonlight. I told her right away and she texted me back, like, good for her with a big smiley face. I mean, these are the farm people. They love them at the farm. She didn't get hurt. She didn't do anything.
Yep. And she's going to love being a mom.
Yeah.
She is. She's a tiny little girl. She's cool. As time goes by, though, at the peak, Mernice doing well.
Yeah, very surprised with time.
I mean, we're just becoming a three-year-old division. And it's...
Yeah, we'll just seem...
Yeah, I feel like we were just talking about that horse 6 months ago.
Yeah, Mernice is four, too, right? As well, yeah. And so is Moonlight. And I think as time goes, she's five.
I think she's five.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's what it is.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to see a Zenyatta was six, right, in the last...
Six, you're right.
Yeah, I think so. Six. Somebody can tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe she was six, seven, maybe. She didn't run her three-year-old year, and I know she back-to-back classics. So, yeah, she's
six.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's a shame, kind of, for us as race fans, but good for those horses. They're sound. They'll
do their thing.
Yeah, we'll see. So weird that you'll see like maybe 10 or 11 horses out of them. So if half make the track, you only get five out of the females. Not like the males where they can just get
They can just like I look at authentic. I mean, we're gonna be seeing his baby soon.
Oh my yeah. Yeah.
The authentic is
he's thousands of them.
Yeah,
every text I get from my racehorse, authentic's having another baby.
I was gonna say, how many has he dropped? He has they dropped.
They don't release
but,
them all. They could go and authentic could be Tony Randall before you know it. But if you're the woman, you're good for, and maybe that's why. Maybe the Bears go earlier because.
Tony Randall.
Yeah. Oh.
Like Tony G. Randall.
All right. Wow.
Well, then, on that note, let's talk about the last piece of news. Secret Oath. She is going to take on the boys in the Arkansas Derby this weekend. So that's going to be really exciting.
Interesting. We've talked about this horse before. I'll probably get beat up because I keep saying it, but her numbers don't really prove to me that she can run with the boys yet. I know we all want this. Most people. Dwayne Lucas. And somebody brought up a good point to me, Tom, with Dwayne. They were like, remember when everybody used to hate him?
Because he used to be so slick, so smooth. He wore the $1,000 suits. He wore the sunglasses, the $1,000 suits, the $100 haircut. And people despised him. He's just been so.
It's kind of funny, though, but now he's everybody's grandfather. Correct. Or before he was like almost like Bob Baffert.
He was. He was yeah. Baffert before Baffert.
Yes.
I mean, winning colors in 1988, I think. But people were rooting against winning colors, A, because she was a Philly, B, because of Dwayne Lucas. Because Dwayne Lucas was so structured with everything he did. People just, yeah, he had the boots, the suits, the sunglasses, yeah.
And now everybody wants him to win with a Philly. How ironic. You know what I mean?
Winning colors.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I thought about that the other day. I was like, wait a second. Somebody brought that up, and I went, you're absolutely right. Somebody at the track came up to me, and we do get that a lot at the track where people were like, you know what you should talk about on your show? And they're right. And I welcome that. So I welcome the comments because
– it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I remember it, but I hadn't thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were growing up in that time period. I remember hearing it. Like,
but I always thought he was the coolest, even back then, because he was like the.
Well, that's because you're Hollywood Tom, and you.
That's true. I like Hollywood. I like Hollywood. Dwayne. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. We do have that in common.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well let's go because we have a lot of races to recap, and we're gonna start over in Dubai, and we're gonna start off with the UAE Derby, which. Points, Kentucky Derby points were 140, 20, and 10. And we had Crown Pride, the Japanese horse, take the win over Summer Is Tomorrow and Island Falcon.
There, Ben Dukes towards the inside. Island Falcon races away in fourth. Sakifu and Combustion, but Summer Is Tomorrow is still the leader into the final 250. Summer Is Tomorrow by two.
Giant weird strut.
Crown Pride is one out in second. Ben Dukes is third. Then comes Island Falcon. Here's Crown Pride getting to grips, getting the better of Summer Is Tomorrow, whose runner's race is Japan again. It's Crown Pride in the UAE Derby. The land of the rising sun is having a night to remember.
Did you see that time, by the way? Is Japan going to come over here and win the Derby? Because they're just winning everything else right now.
They're going all around the world and winning.
I mean, if anybody isn't watching international racing, Japan is on such an uptick. It's not even like, it's like if, it's amazing. You know, you buy that stock that just jumped through the roof in the last year.
Sure.
Yep. Like they're, when Cyrus said they're going to win 6 Breeders' Cup races, that seemed like the most ridiculous statement in the world. Now I'm starting to think it clicked from they won 2, their first 2 last year. It clicked to like 4 when they were hot now. But I'm like, is 6 out of the question?
Well, they won 4 in Saudi. They won 5 races this weekend at Dubai.
It's not like we're not fun to watch
over our horses.
Yeah. And
no breeding. No breeding there, by the way. Just so you know. Yep. All gelded. I guarantee this horse, that one horse is gelded. Do we know? But I'm sure that horse that won, I bet is gelded.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was the trainer was all excited, of course, as he should be afterwards. And he really hoping for the Kentucky Derby, but it's up to the owners. So it is a big journey. And if they are, I would say they'd probably be shipping out now.
I would think.
And Azure Coast just did not
close, but he didn't do anything.
That was disappointing.
I was a little disappointed, But let's go to the Dubai World Cup, where Country Grammar took the win there over Hot Rod Charlie and Chua Wizard.
Lens clear of Midnight Bourbon, who's second. Country Grammar third. Hot Rod Charlie's towards the inside rail. Then comes Chua Wizard, 200 meters up. Life is Good is the leader. Country Grammar second. Hot Rod Charlie continues to gain ground towards the inside. Life is Good with a target on his back. Country Grammar getting the upper hand, draws alongside, and Country Grammar with his date with destiny in front a length and a half. Country Grammar won the Dubai World Cup. Hot Rod Charlie.
I don't want to tell everybody I told us so, but I told us so. Okay? Andrew Rosa called me insane for saying this. Made no sense to me. Second off the layoff, horse looked good. How easily we forget how good price. Country Grammar was before the horse got hurt and then came back in Saudi. We know can run the distance. We don't know Life is Good can. Silly, silly rabbit, 9-1, stupid, everybody. If you played it, I know some people actually came up to me and thanked me for me telling them that. 9-1, silly. And I won't say that about many, but 9-1 was a steal for a horse that looked great. Has been over there, is a great horse, second off a long layoff. Bob Baffert trained. We all know people are going to say you can do the drugs out there and everything like that. I mean, you really think they don't drug test and they just dope them all up and he's going to come home. Don't be silly. But horses, it's a great horse. Life is Good. It's a good miler. We've all said that.
And that's what we've said about Life is Good is the distance.
Not a big deal. No. You beat Nick's Go at a mile in the 16th, right? Big deal. All right. You're good at that distance. You're not a superstar because of it. You know, let's see. I get it. Life is Good flight line at a mile. Let's see it. I got you. It's a good race.
What do we say almost every show now? ABC. What does everybody love? Always be closing.
Always be closing. Yeah. And a horse that can run the distance. We've heard that this mile and a quarter is like a mile and a half for normal horses. We said that. And Life is Good showed that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a deep track.
Yeah, he did. It is deep.
So, yeah, Chula Wizard, who he did pick, was part of it. I faded Hot Rod Charlie and played Life is Good, so I would have to try. Hot Rod Charlie ran a hell of a race. It's a tough, tough horse.
He did. Yeah. He ran a lot better than I thought.
He did, yeah. He
was closing. He can rate, which is kind of nice. You don't see those horses anymore.
Yeah.
No.
He can do it all. He can go in the lead, whatever. He's just not a big winner. He's just not quite there.
Correct.
Or maybe he's just not catching the right thing, you know? Is he Alidar, you know? I mean, maybe he's just not there all the time.
Outside of the camera work, I also do love the international where they put the meter markers down where you can see where the horses are going. Yeah. It's, again, heads and tails above.
Simon doesn't know why they don't trip over those.
I do. But the only thing I did get a little frustrated with, the camera work's awesome, except there were a few races where they have the camera looking into the gate. So you see everybody getting loaded, but they kept that camera on while the break, so you don't get to see the break.
Yeah,
I don't like the heads on the break either because I have no clue who's in the lead.
Right.
I like it later because you can see who bangs into each other.
The later, yeah.
But I don't like it at first. But it doesn't matter. They run the rail with their cameras. They're
way ahead of us.
It's so sharp.
Yeah. It is. Let's go to Fairgrounds, where we had the Fairgrounds Oaks. And Echo Zulu came back, and that she did. She took the win, but Hidden Connection put on one hell of a fight, to get second, and Favor came in third.
Echo Zulu, after three quarters and 1 minute 11.70 seconds, Echo Zulu charging hidden connection. Favor toward the inside as Turnaloose has dropped back. There's one furlong to go. Blue, who leads against the inside for Joel Rosario. Hidden connection, trying hard on the outside. Favors third. They're close to home. It's Echo Zulu. Hidden connection on the outside. Echo Zulu and Hidden connection.
Can I say Hidden connection hung a little bit? But I said Hidden connection was going to run a tough race.
Yeah, he did.
And with Echo Zulu, I said, but Echo Zulu is a good horse.
Yeah.
It's a good horse. The Oaks is going to be. If what happens in the Santa Anita Oaks, which I think probably will with Adair Manor.
But she hasn't transferred.
I don't know. She's still training. I saw her the other day. So
I know. She's well, going to run still train, but yeah, but can she go to the Oaks?
She can, right? It's Churchill. It's not just the Derby. It's Churchill.
It's Churchill. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she hasn't, like I said, you know, they came out with those four horses that Baffert has already transferred.
But she also she has the highest buyers of all the females. I don't want to hear about anybody. She has the two last highest
buyers. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has two mid-90s buyers in her last two races. Huh. That's huge. That's more than most of the three-year-old males.
Right.
So I can't imagine they think this horse can't run in the Oaks against that horse. Are you kidding me? I'd take that horse tomorrow against her. I would. So
it's good horse.
Either she transfers or... I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're waiting. I don't know. We might hear this week she transferred. Maybe she's not going to go to Baffert's old assistant trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handshake behind the barn.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if the horses are coming out and saying, they might not even move stalls. Just gonna have
their name. You might be right. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the Louisiana Derby, where Epicenter took the win over Zozos and Pioneer of Medina.
Well, and Silent Power is last. Zozos, Pioneer of Medina, and here's a sweeping Epicenter, who's building momentum. Three quarters, 1 minute 11.69 seconds. Epicenter has taken the lead. From the inside, Zozos, then Pioneer of Medina, and Call Me Midnight. Coming past the 16th, it's Epicenter, who's kicked away now from Zozos. Pioneer Medina will be third best. Epicenter wins the Louisiana Derby.
Great times, by the way. 112 or whatever, 111.
That's a very good
time. You'll get buried. Epicenter, you're the worst favorite I've seen in a long time.
Well, I was going to say.
I know, and I'm hearing, like, this is your Derby winner. Settle down, guys.
I was so disappointed in that field. I know you and I were talking before on Saturday morning. I think we both kind of like Called Me Midnight and Pioneer. Just none of those horses ran.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Really didn't.
Well, Pioneer Medina didn't get loose. Got loose before the race.
Yeah.
I believe. Ran halfway around the track, put it back in, and still ran third, which is weird. Like, but I'm just... Listen, I'm not knocking Epicenter here. I'm just saying, big deal. Is anybody else in that race going to be in the Derby?
No.
Exactly. So no. Settle down with there's your Derby winner. You know what I mean? Like, calm down. Like,
I agree.
Calm down.
I heard one too many of that, and then just I watched the replay. And again,
people in the moment.
It just did not look like any of those horses would rather be anywhere. It wasn't a great race.
Times didn't reflect it either. And at fairgrounds where you can burn.
And like I've been saying for a while now, I'm not into these preps anymore because there's no excitement. This three-year-old crop, I guess we got. Forbidden Kingdom's the only one you're like, okay, wow, he's blowing minds. But the other ones you're just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, in that race with Forbidden Kingdom, when you see Messier in there, there's not been a 1-2 in a race like that.
Yeah, that's going to be that's.
And I think, and I'm going to look it up right now, but I want to say, is Newgrange coming to it too? You might see like four horses in that race that are in the Derby.
Correct.
Coming up.
You might be right.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
We'll see.
That's true.
I feel like my excitement is just not there this year.
But no. I feel like that's every year, though. I feel like there's so many derby prep, so watered down.
Like what we talked about last week with when we polled everybody, people were saying we're not the only ones who think it. A couple of the people are saying, "Hey,
too many."
What was it, like 40 some odd prep races starting in September? For Christ's sakes, come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing with Epicenter, that's fine, but
no,
I'm not like you're still not the most impressive winner.
I guess. I was still waiting for this, like, wow, another wild horse, or another, like, oh yeah, he's gonna be a tough competitor here.
I think you've touched it on the head. Maybe some of those horses that we saw overseas could come over. There's always a few that people over the past few years. But I think we're seeing more and more, and they're getting better and better.
I mean, this weekend Japan had a derby prep race, but we'll see if they even ship. Like I said, if these countries are wanting to ship in for the derby, they're going to have to be doing it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Just including travel time.
Yep.
But we'll see. I mean, yeah. I kind of hope so. I mean, at this point, if I'm Japan, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try to get that derby win and then come in and destroy the belt or the Breeders' Cup.
It's and stay, because we've got the Breeders' Cup is the Breeders' Cup is in Keeneland, so just stay here all summer and fall and but you know the time change is really going to affect the horses too, so they got to get here early.
Yeah. I'm looking at Messier and McLaren Vale, which I think already did, but I did hear that you might see another couple. You know, what's New Grange doing right now? Got to go to a race.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think Messier and Forbidden Kingdom are a heavyweight battle.
Yes.
Where I don't think I've seen a heavyweight battle yet of two.
No.
Of two. No. That are like two of the top five. Those are two of the top five right now. We haven't seen that. Mm-hmm. We see one and the next one's 20.
Yeah.
One and the next one's 30.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that. So, no, good. Hats off to Epicenter. Joel Rosario, right? Bonham. We'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I mean, I know they love that he rated, but what did you chase? You know, like
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I got two preps left to talk about. We're gonna go to Sunland. Whew. We'll start. They had the Sunland Oaks in race 9, where Cleopatra's Charge was I think 70-1 morning line. I don't know what she went off at. Still a huge long shot, paid ridiculous, but she took the win over Ally Alley and Manorelli.
Into the stretch now with Manorelli leading by 5 long lengths. Miss Hard Knocks toiling in second. Optionality trying hard, giving way a bit now. Manorelli losing some steam, but still in front by 3. In second is Optionality, giving way Miss Hard Knocks. Tyler's Dream late on the scene. Here comes Cleopatra's Charge from the clouds. Cleopatra's Charge in a shocker.
That was nice.
I have a couple things to say about that race and that call. First off, I think the race caller there, I don't know who he is, but I think he's inspired by Vic. Because how he announced it, you didn't hear that? You didn't hear what he was saying? Like, that, like, excitement he gets and, like, what he said afterwards? But we don't see that often.
I'm not saying he's had a lot of Vic. I'm just saying that's his job.
He reminded me he had a lot of Vic in him. And I was like,
let's talk about that horse that closed, like, isn't a train ridiculous? There.
Yeah, wow.
Lost the jockey, right? That was a Espinoza off the gate, I believe, right? And people are so funny because I did see people saying stuff to him, which I will say, like, oh, you went down for one ride and jumped off the horse and you lost all your mounts. First of all, he doesn't get many mounts in San Antonio.
No.
And I mean, listen, I think he should get more. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I actually like him personally. And I also think he should get more rides. He weirdly wins the big ones. But yeah, he didn't jump off the horse. And yes, he was going to go into that race. Yeah, compared to what? What was he going to have? A ride at Santa Anita?
Sure.
Yeah, he doesn't get more than 3 rides a day. Of course he's going to go down to New Mexico.
And how about, you know, who else was in these races is our guy, Joel Rosario. He wins the Louisiana Derby, flies out to New Mexico for Sunland Park. These guys tussling.
Renato was there too.
Yeah.
You know, they're
crazy.
I'm well over the Twitter world chastising and hazing these jockeys. Like, you don't know what happened. He could have, you know, lost an iron or something, but they were so quick. Well, you think
he went down there to jump off the horse?
Yeah, because, you know, jockeys are just like, yeah, let's race on a horse, and I'm going to jump off for fun.
Wow, I missed that. I didn't see the Twitter word.
It is.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, it's probably just one stupid person, but whatever.
No, there's a few people I've seen.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you lost all your rides to go down there?
I just get so tired of the hazing of these jockeys.
Yeah, it's the toughest. We always say the toughest job in sports.
Yeah, like I just remember last year, that video that was all around the internet of that guy who stalked Mike Smith at Belmont.
I thought the
just to yell at him that he sucked, caught it all on video, and he thought it was the funniest thing. I'm like, you're stupid.
I thought the toughest job in sports was doing off the rails with AJ, but
maybe
toughest commentator.
You might need an ambulance.
Close
there.
Second.
Yeah, but let's wrap it up. I got one last the Kentucky. Derby, but this one was a 50
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby prep.
I know. He's not going to let me finish.
Yeah. You jumped right in.
I know. Why don't you just do this? I'm going to talk about the last Kentucky Derby prep race of the weekend. The points for this one weren't as much. They were 50, 20, 10, and 5. And that was the Sunland Derby, where Slowdown Andy took that win, followed by Bye Bye Bobby and Pepper Spray.
Leaf, Bye Bye Bobby on the outside with a slingshot move begins to take over. It's Bye Bye Bobby on the outside of Slowdown Andy, who hasn't given up. These two are separated by plenty of distance into the stretch. Bye Bye Bobby has a bit more, and it's going to be Bye Bye Bobby. Slowdown Andy resilient. Slowdown Andy came back heroically to win the...
I don't know if he came back or he screwed up that call, because I don't think he ever got passed.
No.
I think he jumped the gun thinking he was going to slingshot by. But Slowdown Andy, tail thrown out usually means the horse is tired, but ran a good race, which is weird.
That was because, my favorite race of the weekend.
Yeah, I've heard it's weird. I should have played that try because I've heard Bye Bye Randy, Slow Down Randy, and I get hit by pepper spray at the same time. So I should have hit that try.
Should have. Weird. God, you're weird.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Yeah. Anyways, that was our races. I feel like we should.
It was all by Sarah. But yeah. No. So done, Andy. Nice job. Doug O'Neill, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We might talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's go.
Oh, here we go. Woo. To the hot jockey of the week, sponsored by Fantac. You know where you find it, www.fan-tac.com. Get all your great jockey gear. We just hooked up with yet another great jockey. Chantel Sutherland is part of the family. Welcome to the club, Chantel. Get all her gear. We also have some Triple Clowns gear out there. When you guys are out in Santa Anita, going to Delaware Park, make sure you wear that Triple Clowns gear, and you can tell them where you get it when people ask you. But man, we had a great week of racing. A lot of great jockeys out there. This one was a no-brainer. I mean, Joel Rosario, eight wins in 3 days. Saturday alone, we just talked about him. Echo Zulu, Epicenter, five wins in on Saturday. Flies clear across country, or halfway across the country, Louisiana to Mexico. He actually won another stakes race, the New Mexico State University Handicap, with a cheese tray, which I thought was what I had for lunch the other day. But yeah, I mean, Joel just kicking it and just hell of a weekend. 8 wins in 3 days. That's just that fantastic. 3 stakes wins. Kudos to Joel, man.
Yeah.
It's the second time, right?
That is the second time in our short history of doing Hot Jockey of the Week.
He might be Hot Jockey of the Year at this pace.
He might be.
You know, who needs the Eclipse Award when you can get Hot Jockey of the Year sponsored by Fantac?
Right? Exactly.
I mean, that's probably what they're going for, all of them. I mean, to be real.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's actually why Flavian's going to New York. He said.
He actually told me.
Not only it's an Eclipse Award, but I really want
to
be on.
He wants to be Hot Jockey of the Week.
Hot Jockey of the Week, just one.
Doesn't think he gets enough rides in California.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So he's trying to do a Hot Jockey of the Week campaign.
He told me that.
He wants Tom to mispronounce his name or something, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Boy. All right.
All right. So we're going to go right into our last segment of the day. It's going to be Straight from the Horse's Mouth, where we go around and we talk as the horse, and we get to interview that horse. So, who wants to start?
I'll start. You have to draw for me. I can't draw for myself.
Hopefully Hot Rod Charlie's not, or hopefully Nick's Go is not here like it is every time.
I know, every time.
He's
all right. I am Epicenter.
This is the Kentucky Derby edition, by the way, everybody.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Epicenter. Tom, would you like to start? I'll start it off. Epicenter, how do you feel right now? I mean, big win, coming off a big win. How do you feel? Do you feel good? I mean, are you confident? I mean, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm very confident. I feel like I'm getting better every time I go out. I understand. I get to study the track, study my competition, and I'm very impressed.
How is Steve treating you? You think you're gonna get the roses for Steve?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm definitely gonna get Steve the roses. I don't see how I couldn't. I mean, I've been studying a lot of these 3-year-olds, and I kind of think I might be the best, but don't want to jinx myself.
Huh? How do you feel about, you know, now it's a little bit of a layoff here, sort of, I guess. Do you think you could run at the Triple Crown? Do you think the Derby's like, that's it? Or do you think you have a shot at the actual Triple Crown at this point?
I don't see why I wouldn't have a shot, really. I mean, yeah, but Steve knows how to work me out and knows the regimen, and I have a lot of faith in him. So Derby's, yes, there's going to be a bit of a layoff. It's just an odd period. But coming in for the Triple Crown, I think so. Why not? We haven't had one in a while.
All right.
And why not indeed?
All right. Is that it for Epicenter?
Yeah, Epicenter is pretty cocksure of herself.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
All right. Tom's up.
Yep.
Tom is Forbidden Kingdom.
Ooh. All right.
Tom's doing a wardrobe.
He's getting ready. Everybody's
listening. Ready. To everything else right now. He's got the
Kentucky Derby hat.
He's got a Kentucky Derby hat on.
Official now.
Yes.
So, Santa Anita Derby's coming up. How are you feeling?
You know it. Be honest with you, Messier and I are gonna have fun. I think I can outstretch him. But I be honest with you here. It's gonna be a test.
Do you worry a little bit about your trainer, Dick Mandela? He you know, last couple times he had, like we talk about Beholder, Omaha Beach, both tough luck scratches. Is there anything in the barn that's going on now? Like, are you protected right now from like everything?
I was that was 2019. I was a foal. So with Omaha Beach, I mean, Papa treats me well. That's all I can say. And want to give this one for him. He treats me very well. And we're just going to give this one all for Papa.
All right. So you were in Bob Baffert's barn for 4 days down, I believe, in Los Al. Did you know Bob? Was there anything? I mean, your dad.
I was paying quite honestly. Los Al was a little bit new to me. I was checking out the Phillies. Wasn't really paying much attention to Bob. I did see him, saw a couple of his assistants, but the Phillies down at Los Al are a little bit loose. So I was having some fun.
All right. Good to know. Wow. Forbidden Kingdom. He's that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Anything else for Forbidden
Kingdom? Yeah, he is. Well, I feel like we should ask the same. Thoughts on the triple crown? I was going to say triple crown.
I'm just going to do whatever Papa tells me to do. He tells me to jump. I say how high. If he wants me to do hurdles, I'll do that. I just do what I'm told. And, you know, a lot of people put on me America's horse. It's some pressure, but I will. I know there's a guy by the name of Randy said that I was America's horse, and I take that very seriously. And, you know, I see a lot of these horses coming in very confident. I have some confidence in myself, of course, but just going to try to do this for the good people of the United States.
Wow. All right. Yeah. That's good. And yeah. And I obviously know this. I know him personally. So
yes, you do.
I'll bring you out back and get some grass, you know.
And oats. And yeah. Phillies from Los Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about that on air. You know, King, we don't do that.
He'll hook you up. If you win the Santa Anita Derby, he'll hook you up with something.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. All right. Are you shaking up the one left?
Yeah.
Sarah's shaking up the hat with one left in it, just in case he looks fixed.
Let's see who Randy's going to get. Slow down, Andy. All right.
Okay.
All right, then.
Ooh, nice. Slow down, Andy.
Hi.
Slow down, Andy. You're coming from a big race and a little bit shy there, buddy.
Well, listen. Is Forbidden Kingdom still around, or is he gone?
He's gone. You're okay.
He's gone.
Okay.
So is Epicenter. He's gone too.
All right, good.
It's just you.
I went to New Mexico to avoid them.
Well,
I mean, I'm pretty fast.
You might have to see them again in Kentucky. What are your thoughts on that? You can't hide.
I'll put blinkers on.
Maybe some earmuffs, it'll all help.
That's smart.
Play. Yeah.
That's smart, but isn't you have Doug O'Neill is your trainer. He should enlist some confidence in you.
Yeah, I'll have another.
Well, I'm sure Doug's really proud of you. I mean, you gave him an end to one hell of a weekend for him.
Yeah, he's cool. He was away though. Thanks a lot for staying around, buddy.
Now I hear that Forbidden Kingdom might make. I think I might see him in my sights. Hang on a second. I think I might see Forbidden Kingdom. Hey, what's up, little guy? How you doing? Forbidden Kingdom here.
I gotta go.
It's all right. You can run with the big boys.
No, it's fine. Hey, how are you?
You know what? I'll give you my hoof print. When I see you in Kentucky, you can come hang out with me.
I would like that.
I'll take you under my wing and you know,
Are you going to be mad if I beat you?
That's cute, little guy. That's really cute.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm pretty fast.
Yeah, you're fast for the New Mexico Derby, for the Sunland Derby. You're fast. I'll give you that. But, you know, I won a little thing called the San Felipe, and I'm going to be running in something, you may know it, Santa Anita Derby. We've had quite a few.
You don't want to go to that one.
No, little shell-shocked. I mean,
I have friends in New Mexico. Visiting family.
Busy that weekend.
Well, stay in New Mexico. That's fine. Hang out with Mind That Bird. And you know, but I want you to run with the big boys. I can be like your big brother, even though we're both three.
Oh, that's really nice.
I can kind of show you around, and I can kind of get all the other tough guys out of the way. Just hang out with me, man. You're not gonna listen. Face it. You're not gonna beat me.
I want to beat you. Bye.
I think he left. I think he scared him away a little bit from Red Kingdom.
Well,
hey,
that happens.
You know?
All right, that was that.
Yeah. Well, that was something else. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. Well, anyway, for us at Triple Clowns, if you stayed around long enough, hit that like and subscribe button. Hit that notification button so you know, that little bell, so you know when we do other shows. We're having a lot of fun here. We're
doing up on your phone.
Yes.
I finally subscribed. All the time you've been telling me, I never subscribed. I finally did. So thank you. Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for the support. Well, we have a lot going on, a lot coming at you this week. We have a cool show. And away they Joe had on who was like Miss Australia. So that show will be coming on out soon. And Tom, what we got going on with you?
Well, after this episode, as this episode airs, AJ and I just wound up doing a Philly Big Five pick for Wednesday. So we can watch this in the replay, watch our show on the replay for Wednesday's Big Five card. It's actually not going to rain. And a lot of good races. We're doing the Philly Pick Five because there's a Philly Big Five team in the Final Four at the Villanova. So had to go with the Philly Big Five. And hopefully we'll see what we can do there. We've gotten close a couple of these big fives. So I think rumor has it that Joe might even be coming on. So we got three clowns for the price of one.
Absolutely. And we got the NCAA show coming up where we have the horses, the greatest 64 horses of all time in 8 horse fields. It'll be a lot of fun as well. We're kind of long today, our weekly
we
show.
Can.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. By the time they edit all the nonsense I did out of it, it'll probably be like 10 minutes.
All right. Sure. Well, on that note.
Sure. All right, everybody. Well, till next time. We'll see you later, everybody.